Welcome back to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. With me in the studio are two guests today that I'm very excited to introduce to you. Obviously, one of them is the co-host of the broadcast, Pastor Greg Huffman. So technically, Greg, you're not a guest. You're actually one of the co-hosts of the broadcast, and we're thankful for the ministry that God has given. And I think you've been doing this now with me for about 4 or 5 months now.
I think so, yes.
And in fact, our debut together was a series through the Beatitudes called Becoming a Person of Spiritual Impact. And that was a fun time that we enjoyed together.
Yes, it was.
The other guest today is somebody that I'm very excited for those of you listening to the broadcast on a regular basis to meet. And he's somebody without whom the broadcast wouldn't really exist. And that's our director, the director of the Word for Life, Mr. Dick Riddell. And Dick, I think you've been part of the team here for at least 5 years.
I came on, Mary and I joined the church, Brookside Baptist, 5 years ago this coming Easter. So it's been a great 5 years, and I know that the Word for Life was airing for some time when we joined.
Yeah, I think it's been going roughly for 7 years now, and it's been an exciting ride. And I think we wanted to do a broadcast where we had you in, and we could probably call this the director's perspective or the director's broadcast. And I know that from your perspective, the ministry of Word for Life, you see it perhaps differently than Greg or I or Les would see it, just because you have your hand in all of the parts of it, the magazine that goes out, the different radio stations that carry the broadcast, and Abiding Radio. You've just been a tremendous force to help get all of this up and running and to keep it going smoothly.
Well, God's my co-pilot. God has been the one that's guided us. And the Word for Life is essentially taking the wonderful biblical truths that are preached and taught at Brookside Baptist and taking them beyond the four walls of that building, as we do here on the radio broadcast and as we do on internet radio, the publication Truth Talk that you've mentioned, and other means that we have to take the truth around the world. This is a special broadcast, Pastor, as some of us locally know. This is your last broadcast, and that's a sad thing for some of us, but I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you and to share with our listeners the good news of how we're going to continue, that we're going to continue. But I wanted to step back, if we could, and just if you would, tell us what your goals were. How did this ministry start?
Well, Dick, thank you for those kind words. And, you know, as the Lord is redirecting our steps, as he always does, I know that he hasn't forgotten about the Word for Life. And no program, no ministry is wrapped up in one person. And that's true for our church, and that's true for this ministry. And so it's just been a delight to have been a part of the team. And the original vision for this, you're not going to believe this, when I came to Brookside, they had a little radio broadcast. And the former pastor had done it. He would go down the radio station, and he would kind of do a little 15-minute live thing 3 times a week. And when I came as one of the interims during the time of transition after he left, nobody could figure out what to do with that block of time. And so we were going to cancel it. And I thought, well, why don't we just try to see if we can make something out of that? I have a good buddy, and he's actually become very well known on the broadcast because it's Dr. Les Olola.
Sure.
And so I called Les and said, hey, you know what? We got 15 minutes 3 times a week. Do you think we could do a little talk show kind of deal? I had no idea. I'd never done anything like this before. I said, why don't we just get together? You got a ton of stuff. I'm good at asking questions. We can probably see. We had a recording studio at the college. And I said, let's just start recording some broadcasts. And we did, and it took off from there. We ended up on a number of broadcasts. People started to hear about the broadcast. And the next thing we know, we started getting phone calls and letters and emails. People who liked the format. It's kind of a little unusual format. It's not just a sermon. It's just two guys over coffee with their Bibles talking about a topic. And the next thing we know, people started to show up at Brookside. Hey, where's that guy that talks on the radio? Who? Dr. Olala. Well, he's up north, but I'm here. And so people started to walk in the door of our church. And I don't know, I mean, scores of people have come to Brookside because they've heard these broadcasts. We get letters and mail from all over the place. So that's really how it started. It actually developed from there into a formal organization under Brookside with the goal of communicating the Word of God in as many different venues as we could.
It has surely done that. As we broadcast locally, we also broadcast literally around the world. Mm-hmm. And we do hear back from all audiences on a pretty regular basis. And I was going to ask, Pastor, what you might think were a couple of the highlights. These were great subjects that you and Les and some of the guests, because Les was primarily your co-host, but many others, pastors, evangelists that have come. What would be a couple of the highlights?
Well, one of the highlights for me was just seeing a burden that I had for years to help Les take his vision and communicate a message that had so impacted me to others. And so I could just remember sitting down in that studio with him, and even if nobody else ever heard the broadcast, I sat there and got to feed again on that message. Plus, he's just a fun guy to be with. I mean, sometimes we'd get in the middle of a broadcast and he'd say something wacky, as he sometimes does, and I'd start laughing. And we had to abort more than one broadcast because I couldn't get it together in the middle of the broadcast. I have some wonderful memories of that. The impetus that you were in helping us to really get going on a book that, you know, he wanted, the Clay Potts book, that was a highlight for me. And I know for him, just watching his face when we handed him the first copy of that book, that was worth the whole process. Walking in the office and seeing the volunteers, there's a small army of volunteers that you have recruited that our listeners probably have never even thought about. But I'll walk in the office and they're folding the magazine or they're doing something, and I'm realizing, you know what, there are a lot of arms that have made this possible. And those would be, for me, the highlights of the ministry.
They are for me as well. As we've gone through the daily routines, the needs have come up, and we had a gathering of our team recently, and I think we had 33 or 34 individuals mm-hmm. that are doing everything, including one that is editing and recording this broadcast as we speak. As we come to the end of your term, as you have told your fellowship, myself included, that the chief shepherd has called you and told you to report for duty, it was a pretty obvious thing to some of us that we should continue. The feedback we get from our audience has been outstanding, and even who that might be. And Greg Hoffman is going to continue on and be the anchor, if we want to use a radio television term, to our broadcast. And Pastor Greg, you've been co-host. Have you thought any about how you would go forward, how we might take this ministry, with a little bit of the conversations you and some of the others have had?
Well, I think it just goes back to the title of the broadcast itself, The Word for Life. And so how can we let people know that the Word of God is enough, is sufficient for everything that people face in their lives? And so we're thinking about the possibility of having folks share with our listeners how the Word of God and how the Lord Jesus Christ has been enough, and what he has done in their lives, and how he has changed their lives and made life worth living. And so we're thinking about that as a potential approach for the next leg of the journey.
So we're talking about some of the fellowship from Brookside being on the program to talk about some of the tests and trials that they've had.
Exactly.
And some of the pastors. And pastors aren't immune from having problems either, are they?
Not at all.
No. So we, when I came to Brookside, we were probably at around 500 members. And now we're at about 1,000. And our pastors are busy. There's never a time when they're looking for something to do. So we have a rich resource and people that are willing to come on and share. Is that kind of the direction?
Correct. It's definitely not going to be a one-man operation, but obviously the pastoral staff will all be pitching in to make this ministry exactly what God wants it to expand to.
I think one of the things I'm excited about is I think about the transition. You know, God always has a plan, and he always, sometimes that plan isn't what we anticipated, but it's always there. And looking back on it, it just makes perfect sense. And a few months ago, we had to move the operation of Word for Life down here to Brookfield. And that transition necessitated moving less into more of a guest host, and that brought Pastor Greg on board. And none of us really anticipated why God was doing that or how God might lead, but here we are, and God has made another step of that transition clear. You know, as we're attempting to take the Word for Life and kind of narrow it down a little bit so that it focuses more on the body life of our church, because that's primarily, its primary intent was to be a ministry of our church and to our church. And that's one of the reasons I feel so strongly that I need to step back a little bit and let that ministry be taken over by the next shepherd that God brings, and he can work with Pastor Greg to carry the broadcasts forward, particularly in our local area, because that seems to be such an important way in which the message of what God is doing at Brookside gets communicated to the community at large. And it's a tremendous, tremendous thing. So I'm thrilled that it's going to keep going, and I'm thrilled, Pastor Greg, that you're going to step in and do the co-hosting, and I know our listeners, particularly those local listeners, are just going to be thrilled as they hear real-life stories of people at a church that is on fire for God, where the Word of God is at work, and I hope that they'll come and become a part of that.
Because so many times we hear from pastors, but we don't hear from the members.
Right.
This is a great opportunity.
So to those of you that are listening, you have our commitment that we will be continuing aggressively to share God's conservative truths brought through his word, through his servants, leading it with Greg Hoffman and others that will come on that you can be encouraged each day of your life.
Well, for one last time, we're out of time on this broadcast, so until the next time that we're together, may the Lord bless you.